KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 73. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, upper 90s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, showers and thunderstorms, upper 60s. And Thursday, mostly cloudy, will continue with scattered storms. Right now, it's 82.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The COVID-19 pandemic has worsened global hunger, according to a new report from the UN Food and Ag Organization. The FAO estimates that as many as 811 million people faced hunger in 2020, an increase as much as 161 million people over 2019. About one in every five Africans, or 21% of the continent's population, faced hunger in 2020. That's an increase of 3 points from the year earlier. At current trends, about 660 million people still expected to face hunger in 2030, due in part to lasting effects of the pandemic on global food security, the report says. Pork producers urging California regulators to delay for a year or two the January 1st implementation date for regulations required under Prop 12, the initiative that is imposing new animal housing standards on meat sold in the state. In comments filed with the California Department of Food and Agriculture this week, the National Pork Producer Council pointed to an estimate by the California Legislative Analysis Office that it could take several years for enough farmers in California and other states to change their housing systems to meet those measures requirements. Even before Congress takes up the new infrastructure bill, House appropriators are using an annual spending bill to advance an increase in funding for the agency that builds and maintains water projects. The fiscal 2022 Energy Water Funding Bill would provide $8.7 billion for the Army Corps of Engineers, about $900 million above this year's funding level, and $1.9 billion more than President Biden had requested. The increase focused on the Corps operation and maintenance accounts, which will be funded at $4.8 billion, an increase of $967 million over this year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansans are just a few days away from receiving the first direct deposit of the child tax credit that was passed at the federal level and helped to try and stimulate the economy after the COVID-19 pandemic.
So families, as of July 15th, will be able to get their tax credit directly deposited into their account on a monthly basis through the end of the year. So that'll directly help families with children all across these United States.
Well, it's Heather Bush, the White House Council of Economic Advisors on KSN News. They say the child tax credit has increased from $2,000 per child to $3,000 under the American Rescue Plan. And for those children under 6 years old, it's been bumped up to $3,600 total in credit. They also remind families that if you don't make enough money to file taxes, then you can still get your credit.
What we want to make sure is that those families who don't owe taxes, who don't pay, understand that they can get onto the website, childtaxcredit.gov, and be able to apply so that they can make sure to get the credit.
Mid-America Network News.
Ready to grab your keys and hit the road this summer? Make your first stop Rusty Egg Ford for our road trip and sales event.
Rusty Egg Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for. Buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot. Rusty Egg Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford car, truck, or SUV you're looking for.
Hurry, your summer road trip is waiting. Rush into Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 7/31/21.
Authorities overseeing a Kansas City wastewater treatment plant says a storm-driven power outage over the weekend forced the plant to dump several million gallons of untreated wastewater into the Blue River. The Kansas City Star reports that the KC Water Blue River wastewater treatment plant dumped about 42.5 million gallons of untreated wastewater from Saturday afternoon into early Sunday. KC Water spokesperson Heather Frierson said that came to a rate of roughly 3.4 million gallons an hour. The Blue River begins in Johnson County and flows across the state line before connecting with Missouri. In other news, Newton police say that a 16-year-old suspect is in custody after the shooting death of a 14-year-old Heston girl. The girl, whose name has not been released so far by law officials, was shot on Sunday night at a home where several teenagers were gathered. Police say in a Facebook post that the suspect was drunk and waving a gun around when the girl was shot. The suspect was arrested yesterday morning, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. No one else had reported being injured during the incident. Good American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, Good Tuesday. An 80-year-old McCook woman has been sentenced to 8 to 10 years in prison for the shooting death of her husband, who she said had abused her for years. Loretta Langdon pleaded no contest in June to manslaughter. The body of her 79-year-old husband, Larry Langdon, was found in the couple's home in August of last year. Court records say Loretta Langdon told police she was abused by her husband for 30 years. She said she warned him she would kill him if he hit her again. She said she shot him after he hit her in the face with his fist. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he's extending the deployment of 15 state patrol troopers along the U.S.-Mexico border. Ricketts said in a news release about 25 Nebraska state patrol troopers have traveled to Del Rio, Texas. The deployment was made at the request of Texas Governor Greg Abbott. It's not clear how much the mission will cost and who will cover those expenses. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
WTI is your career education partner.
I was always kind of moving between jobs and moving between places that I lived. And to find a place that I'm actually steady at and to find this place that I love to go to work every single day, I love to do what I do. It's a great feeling of accomplishment.
Don't be scared and take the step. Take the step forward into your future.
To apply and for more information, go online to WTI.edu. Accredited by the Accrediting Commission on Career Schools and Colleges. For more on consumer disclosures, go to WTI.edu/disclosures.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. An injury accident was reported Friday night in Gage County. Preston Rutherford, age 26, of Wymore, lost control on Southwest 45th, west of Hickory Road. His vehicle struck a culvert, went airborne, ejecting the driver and rolling multiple times. Serious injuries were reported, with the driver, Preston Rutherford, transported to a Lincoln hospital. A truck was reportedly stolen from 253 Nemahal Street in Baileyville Saturday. An abandoned pickup reported stolen from Franklin, Nebraska, was recovered a short distance away on Highland Community College property. A bridge repair project on the K-16 bridge spanning Mill Creek west of Onega is to begin this week. The project will include removal of the current overlay, patching an asphalt overlay, Traffic will be reduced to one lane for the duration of the project and controlled by a traffic signal. Speeds will be reduced to 35 miles per hour. Drivers may expect short delays, with work to be completed by late August. Marshall County Commissioners met Tuesday. Jeff Lane, architect with Trainer HL, Sheriff Tim Ackerman, and Emergency Management Clerk Leslie Jeter met with the board to discuss the projected jail construction. Lane feels construction costs are leveling off, and if the board's going to move forward with jail construction, the first step would be to start the process of taking applications for a construction manager at risk. Once on board, they'll be able to stay apprised of fluctuations in construction costs and advise accordingly. He'll send the request for proposal criteria in order to get started. American Rescue Plan dollars can likely be spent on certain aspects of a jail build for infrastructure safety, such as negative airflow pods, body scanner, medical areas, and etc. Criteria is constantly changing and will have to be monitored throughout the planning process. The board plans to do several town hall meetings to keep the public informed on the proposed jail process. Commissioner Keith Bramhall feels that a county our size could justify spending $8 million. The board's vision is to build the new jail to allow for expansion into a complete justice center in the future. It was also suggested that work on USDA financing options begin. The Agency on Aging has received approval from the Department of Transportation to offer free rides for 2 months, with free rides planned in August and November. The board's making plans to have the regularly scheduled July 19th meeting at the Fair Board office while the Marshall County Fair is underway. Plans will be finalized this week. Lisa A. Johnson, age 58, of Seneca, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lisa Johnson. Donna M. Weitzel, age 84, of Blue Rapids, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Donna Weitzel. Michael L. Mike Miller, age 48, of Marysville, passed away Friday due to natural causes. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Private family interment, the Prospect Hill Cemetery at a later date. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 8. At the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mike Miller. Connie M. Cabriel, age 66, of Marysville, passed away July 1st. A visitation is planned Friday, 2 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Connie Cabriel.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Visit Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore for the biggest savings of the year. Diane is running her famous dot sale for the National Bridal Sale event through the 24th. Find bridal gowns for 50, 60, 70% off and even more. Save 20% on mothers in stock dresses as well. Book your required appointment at dianesdressesetc.com or call Diane's Dresses, Etc. in Wymore, helping you sparkle for less.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, high-pressure system across the central parts of the Midwest will continue a dry weather for tonight into early tomorrow before a low-pressure system moves in, bringing us showers and thunderstorms, mainly tomorrow night, continuing into Thursday with lingering chances all the way through the end of the week. Hot temperatures out there. We're going to see those winds out of the south-southwest, so temperatures lower 90s for today in the mid-90s for tomorrow. Behind that cold front, we'll see cooler temperatures as we head towards the end of the week.
So across the area, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy skies at 73. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, isolated storms in the afternoon, upper 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms into the overnight hours with temperatures in the upper 60s. That's Look at Your Forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-July, 92. Record high on this date, 113. The average low, 69. The record low, 52. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:12.
It's a historic symbol of the entertainment industry. Hooray for Hollywood on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 13th, the 194th day of the year. Actor Patrick Stewart has a birthday, and on this day in 1923, the iconic Hollywood sign that sits high atop Mount Lee in Southern California was dedicated. Believe it or not, it hasn't always said Hollywood. The original sign said Hollywood Land and was actually an advertisement by a real estate company for a new and affordable subdivision. Each letter was 30 feet tall at the time. After the meteoric rise of the film industry, the sign was kept and changed to just Hollywood in 1949. As the sign deteriorated, many celebrities like Hugh Hefner, Alice Cooper, and Andy Williams donated money to restore it. But don't try to get too close. The sign is largely guarded and off limits to the public. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
The Hallmark Keepsake Ornament Premiere is going on now at Reflections in downtown Marysville. Shop new, never-before-seen ornaments, event-only offers and exclusives, register for prizes, and earn the best Gold Crown Points bonus of the year. Complete your collection with 50% off select past ornaments. You won't want to miss this keepsake event through the 18th at Reflections, 9 to 5 Saturday, 1 to 4 Sunday.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Fans and players who will be at Coors Field for MLB's All-Star Game are both looking forward to the greatest show on earth. That's show as in Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani, the top star of baseball's Midsummer Classic, the center of attention for players and fans like no one before. Fans cheered when he was introduced at a news conference located outdoors across the street from Coors Field. Ohtani has generated a huge buzz across baseball for his exploits at the plate and on the mound. He leads the majors with 33 home runs and is 4-1 with a 3.49 ERA in 33 starts. Mark Scherzer of the Washington Nationals will start for the NL in the game at Coors Field in Denver today. Pete Alonso danced to his second straight home run derby title. The New York Mets first baseman hit 74 total home runs in yesterday's home run derby. Mid-America Network Sports.
It's that time of the year when there is plenty to worry about, from the weather to how you're going to finish the field before dark. But you don't have to worry about Abilene Machine and your ag replacement parts. Abilene Machine provides new, remanufactured, and used parts for almost every brand. And with four locations nationwide, your parts will arrive in record time. Call 800-255-0337 or visit AbileneMachine.com. Abilene Machine, for worry-free ag replacement parts.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
The Kansas City Royals selected 10 players on the second day of the 2021 first-year player draft. Three of the Royals' 10 picks yesterday were local products, including right-handed pitcher Ben Cudna out of Blue Valley Southwest High School in Overland Park, catcher Carter Jensen out of Park Hill Senior High School in Kansas City, Missouri, and left-handed pitcher Noah Cameron out of the University of Central Arkansas by way of Central High School in St. Joseph. NHL, the Tampa Bay Lightning celebrated their second consecutive Stanley Cup championship with a boat parade in downtown Tampa yesterday. Team captain Steve Stamkos set the tone with a t-shirt that read, "Back to Boat." Hundreds of boats and other watercraft, along with thousands of fans, lined the waterfront under mostly sunny skies. Kansas City Royals opening up a three-game homestand with the Baltimore Orioles this evening. First pitch at 7:10, the Wichita Wind Surge hosting the Tulsa Drillers. Mid-America Network Sports.
Fire up the flavor with your very own Big Green Egg from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville. From appetizers and entrees to desserts, the Big Green Egg will exceed all of your expectations for culinary perfection. The egg heats up and is ready to cook in minutes and will never rust or wear out. When you invest in a Big Green Egg, you're going to take home the highest quality outdoor cooker ever made. Your life will never taste the same. Thanks for buying local at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Have you driven a Honeyman Auto lately? You'll love the new cars and trucks in the lineup on Highway 36 in Marysville. Sales and service backed by over 40 years of experience. You're going to love a new SUV from Honeyman Auto Sales. Stop by and pick out your color. Honeyman Auto Sales, 1122 Pony Express Highway. Have you driven a Honeyman Auto lately?
C&K Services will be cheering for the Sabetha Raptors Junior and Senior American Legion baseball teams as the athletes take on their opponents. The fans know you can do it. Knock the ball out of the park and head for home and victory. Good luck and way to go from the friends and fans at C&K Services in Sabetha.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores. If you're a gardener, you know you feel better when you dig, plant, and even weed the garden. If you're not, trust me, there's research to back up the mood-enhancing benefits of soil and gardening. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Scientists made a positive connection between soil microbes and human health, including our emotional and mental state. They found an antidepressant microbe in the soil, Mycobacterium vaccae, that increased cognitive ability, lowered stress, and improved concentration. Scientists believe this soil bacterium activates immune cells that impact the production of serotonin, often referred to as the happy molecule. Further research is investigating the potential of using these non-addicting antidepressant soil microbes for treating a variety of disorders and diseases. If you're worried about contaminants in your soil, invest in organic potting and planting mixes, then dig in. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Grow beautiful, healthy, and productive plants with less effort this season. Wild Valley Farms wool pellets increase the soil's moisture-holding ability, reducing the need to water by 25%. Plus, Wild Valley Farms wool pellets improve soil health and help plants grow. The benefits last all season, resulting in beautiful, healthy plants with less effort. Order organic, sustainable wool pellets at wildvalleyfarms.com. That's wildvalleyfarms.com.
What is a rock star supposed to look like? It may sound like an odd question, but this young man who hit the top of the charts perhaps struggled with what he should wear and how he should look. The style he settled on was truly his original persona, and it's a style others imitated in the music business. The feature about a rock and roller's look is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1957, Buddy Holly released his song, That'll Be the Day, a tune that went to number one on the charts and propelled the 21-year-old from Lubbock to worldwide stardom. As Jacqueline Bober says, his career was brief, but its impact large.
He was constantly on the move, constantly performing, constantly recording. And within the span of 18 months of that professional career, he recorded nearly 60 songs.
In the summer of 1958, Holly met Marie Santiago, a receptionist at a music publishing company he was visiting in New York City. There was an instant connection.
Immediately that first day, asked her out on a date and took her out to dinner and asked her that evening to marry him. And 2 months later, they were married here in Lubbock at his parents' house. From the moment that he married, he then stayed in New York.
Holly was a rock star, but perhaps he at first struggled with the image of what that title meant.
Buddy tried to be that rock and roll star, tried to shed the glasses and wear contact lenses. And when that was not a comfort zone for him, realized that, you know, people are coming to hear his music. They don't really care what he looks like.
It was a look and style imitated by others.
John Lennon felt that he could wear glasses because Buddy did. Elton John, who didn't need to wear glasses, wore glasses because Buddy did. Buddy was a tremendous inspiration on the early British rock and roll bands.
Over 60 years after his death, people are still coming to his hometown, though. That final part of the story, next time, as we travel the countryside. In Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Livestock can't fan themselves to cool off. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Evaporative coolers reduce the ambient temperature and alleviate the effects of heat stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A tough time staying cool in the summer months and can suffer from heat stress. Providing relief with evaporative cooling is a low-cost way to keep them comfortable in the barn and other livestock facilities. This is especially helpful during fair time when you want show animals at their peak performance and need more than a fan blowing the hot air around. Misty Wilburn is the marketing manager for Porticool. She says evaporative coolers are more energy efficient than air conditioning systems and have no coils or chemicals. Water is poured into a reservoir, or you can hook the unit up to a hose and let it self-regulate. A pump in the bottom of the reservoir pumps the water up and over the top of evaporative media.
So we have a high-velocity fan on the other side of the media, and the fan actually pulls air through the evaporative media that's wet with water, and the water and the air interact with one another, and the water actually cools the temperature of the air, which is then blown out the front of the fan. So the products never mist, they don't fog, so you don't have to worry about your barn getting wet or muddy.
What you buy depends on a few factors, such as the size of the livestock and the space. Small units focus on a single animal, and larger coolers can bring relief to an entire stall of animals.
It helps with not only keeping them a bit happy, but also it helps keep their production up, meaning they're going to keep gaining weight, they're going to keep producing milk, things like that, and their energy is going to be able to go into that production instead of trying to keep themselves cool.
Evaporative coolers only have two working parts, the water pump and the fan motor, so they consume very little power. Learn more about evaporative coolers for livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Somewhere in the great somewhere. Have you ever been house hunting? Then you know that feeling when you find the perfect home. It has all the features you want, but there's just one major problem. Hi, I'm Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. So that perfect house, well, it can come with a not-so-perfect price. And it is so tempting to find a way to afford it. You know, that's exactly how you can become house poor, which means your monthly payments prevent you from meeting other financial goals, like saving for retirement or starting an emergency fund, even having enough to share with others. But here's a way to avoid it. First, ask God to give you wisdom to overcome the temptation to want more house than you can afford. Then make a list of needs and wants for your new home. Focus on those needs first, and then if your budget allows, start adding in the wants. You can use these guidelines for renting, too. We all want the perfect home, but what's more important is to have clarity about how much house is enough.
The first in a series of shows on the use of biological products in crop production. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. A recent web forum put on by the Farm Foundation covered the category of crop production products known as biologicals. One class is biopesticides, described by the forum moderator Keith Jones, who is executive director of the Biological Products Industry Alliance.
For a conventional grower, you can integrate them and reduce the pesticide risk. It helps with your integrated pest management. For organic growers, you can control pests, but you can maintain your certified organic status. They can play an important role in public health. They allow greater flexibility at harvest time due to minimal reentry and pre-harvest intervals, unlike a lot of traditional products. They generally require minimal or no personal protective equipment. They are very effective with resistance management, unlike products that maybe have just one mode of action and the pest can very quickly develop resistance to. Most biologicals have multiple modes of action, and it's very challenging for a pest to become resistant. And finally, they can be helpful with residue management, always a big issue for growers.
Another main class of products in the biologicals category is known as biostimulants, which act to improve such things as nutrient use by crops and also soil health. I'm saving that for part two tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Mark your calendars and join Field Bar and Grill for Jefferson County Fair. From 4-H exhibits and a carnival to delicious food and a watermelon feed, there will be something for everyone. The Field Bar and Grill in Diller. Check out the daily specials and prime rib on Saturdays. Mark your calendars and join Prairie View Industries for the Jefferson County Fair. From 4-H exhibits and a carnival to delicious food and a watermelon feed, there will be something for everyone. From Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
Mid-America Ag Network Harvest Update. It's brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com. Well, this time last year, Texas wheat harvest was 100% complete. The five-year average in Texas is 96% for this week.
And the crop progress report issued yesterday afternoon shows Texas wheat is 94% complete. That's as of last Sunday, July 11th. Oklahoma wheat was also harvested completely this time last year. Oklahoma stands at 97% complete this week. Kansas harvest slowly catching up, 93% finished this time last year. 85% is where we stand this week. The five-year average in Kansas for this time of year is 89% complete. So wheat harvest continues to drag on in Kansas.
Harvest across the northern tier of the state is catching up, thanks to warmer temperatures this past week. Anna Luna, location manager for Midland Marketing in Palco, reported the pace of this year's wheat harvest feels more like fall harvest due to the mix of showers, high humidity, and up and down temperatures that have slowed harvest progress. She noted harvest is now 90% complete in Rooks County. Yields are all over the place, ranging from 30 to 85 bushels per acre, depending on when the crop was planted and if the field received moisture. Hail damage was not widespread, but did catch a swath of fields around K-18 highway. Moisture has fluctuated with showers, but has averaged in the mid-11s to 12%. Test weights have stayed pretty average at 58 to 60 pounds per bushel. No significant disease or dockage issues were present, thanks to area farmers who applied both seed treatments at planting and fungicide treatments in the spring.
That's Marcia Boswell with Kansas Wheat. Harvest continues to chug along in Kansas. Harvest update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Introducing Midwest Kia's better way to buy. The simple, transparent, and fast way to get your new car with a completely digital experience. Complete the entire vehicle purchase transaction from the comfort of your home, or get most of the process completed in advance so your time in the dealership is simple, transparent, and fast. It's the better way to buy. And Midwest Kia has the newest Kia models you've been looking for, like the newly redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival, and much more. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's the better way to buy at Midwest Kia, where we'll do pickup and delivery for sales or service right to your home or office. Shop from home, save time and money with our Midwest Express program, and get Kia's amazing warranty. It's the better way to buy. Visit us online at MidwestKia.com, because right now...
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
ValleyBet.com, ValleyBet.com.
Get ready for showtime with Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Pick up turbo fans to keep them cool, daily hair and skincare products, clippers, combs, brushes, blowers, and all the show day supplies to fit and groom like a champion. They also have show apparel, children's white shirts, jeans, boots, and belts. For the most complete line of horse and livestock show supplies and apparel, go to Valley Vet in Marysville, Kansas. Order online at ValleyVet.com.
Valley Vet Supply.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Following the last USDA acreage report, markets watching demand factors and some potential impacts to crops. Michael Clements has more details.
The June 30th acreage report confirmed farmers have planted more corn and soybean acres this year compared to last. AFBF economist Shelby Myers outlines the data reported by USDA.
USDA is estimating the corn planted area will be 92.7 million acres, which is up 2% compared to 2020, but it's also an increase of 1.6 million acres from what was first reported in the March prospective plantings report for corn acres. Soybean planted acres remain at the 87.6 million acres that was also reported in March, and that's up 5% from 2020.
However, Myers says the report indicates no major expansion of production despite rising prices of corn and soybeans.
Corn and soybean future prices have risen 23% for corn and 16% for soybeans compared to where USDA estimates the 2020-21 marketing year prices. So given the current demand expectations that we won't see updated until July 12th in the WASDE, market indicators imply prices will hover around the current levels that they are, remaining high.
Myers adds the focus now is on weather-related market impacts.
Attention has definitely shifted to monitor weather impact, and that will really determine the crop quality and overall supply quantity. We're monitoring drought in the west, and that's simply moving eastward, and we've seen heavy rains in the south and along the Mississippi Delta region. So all could really cause current supply estimates of these principal crops to drop if the weather conditions aren't ideal.
Learn more at fb.org/market intel. Michael Clements, Washington.
And Farmers with Crop Insurance can now hay, graze, or chop cover crops for silage, haylage, or baleage at any time. Still receive 100% of the prevent planted payment. USDA announced the change yesterday. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer, spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Generations of a Nevada family have grown grain. The current generation's grain farm is now also a whiskey farm on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Family has been farming in the high desert area of Nevada since 1854. That's over 170 years of knowledge on how to grow grain crops and alfalfa in their specific soil types and climate. Maintaining a lucrative business as a farmer is challenging, so Colby says his dedication to the family legacy inspired him and his wife Ashley to add whiskey distilling to the mix using their own wheat, rye, barley, and corn. Growing grain for spirits is different than for, say, cattle consumption.
The more nitrogen typically you put on, the more yield you get with a traditional grain crop. But nitrogen boosts protein in grain, and protein and starch are inverse. When one goes up, the other one goes down. By putting a lot of nitrogen fertilizer, it might boost our crop, but the starch content is going to be lower. The protein will be higher, and that's bad for the distillery because we're actually converting the starch in the grain to sugar, which gets converted into alcohol during the fermentation process.
The Frey Ranch Bourbon Whiskey has received much acclaim from spirits reviewers and whiskey lovers, but Colby says he's a farmer first.
Without the farm, we wouldn't have the distillery. Our whole goal is to take the grains that we're growing and making a world-class whiskey out of them. Most distilleries buy their grains on the open market, you know, and that's just not who we are. And so our whole goal is to showcase the grains.
The family has long abided by the motto, be good to the land and the land will be good to you, which is engraved on the bottom of each bottle of Frey Ranch whiskey. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Frey Ranch Distillery at agriculture.com.
Hometown Lumber and Hardware has been providing building materials and resources to Marysville and surrounding communities. By continuing to support them, you're contributing to the overall well-being of your community and funneling resources back into the neighborhood. Hometown Lumber recognizes the importance of sustaining the unique character of the town and contributing to local causes. They're here to keep Marysville going strong for years to come. Thank you for shopping local.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Mixed numbers continue across our futures markets. Kansas City wheat started poorly, got a little better, and now it's gotten soft again. September KC wheat down 3 at 612 and a quarter. December is down 2 and 3 quarters at 623. By contrast, Minneapolis wheat is up. Chicago wheat has followed Kansas City lower. September corn is up 8 at 553 and a half. December's up 9 and a half at 552 and a half. Back months all look pretty good. August soybeans up 14 and 3 quarters at 1419. September beans up 7 and a half at 1365 and a half. Soybean meal is still holding on. August is up 50 cents at 357.50. Some of the back months are under pressure. August soybean oil is up 161 points at 65.66. September up 133 at 64.47. So things look good for the most part across the soybean complex. Cotton is mixed. October is up 20 points at 88.67. Some of the back months are down. Canola doing nicely today. November canola at 918.90. That's up 29.90. So a good day for cotton and canola. In the livestock complex, we had seen some issues with the feeder cattle early on, but that has changed. Now everything in the cattle complex looks pretty good. August live cattle up 205 at 121.87. October fat cattle up 147 at 127.27. All the back months are up. August feeders up 55 at 158.70. September feeders up 67 at 161.70. So a good look for fat cattle and feeder cattle. Hogs are doing well. August hogs up 190 at 105.97, while October hogs are up 192 at 89.25. So a good look in the livestock complex. Fat cattle, feeder cattle, and hogs all doing well. Gold is up. August gold is up $4.40.
Flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Wheat growers looking to manage barley, yellow dwarf, virus, or acid soil challenges will want to take a look at the latest release from the AgriPro brand. New for 2021, AP Everrock has the best barley, yellow dwarf, virus tolerance in the AgriPro lineup and features very good acid soil tolerance, medium early maturity, good straw strength, and a good overall disease package. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my new song on KNDY.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive, and I knew that it was you as soon as your dark eyes met mine. Tell me, baby, did you see the sparks and put your hand in? prairie fire.
This is Savannah Chestnut. Join my band and I Sunday night at the Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids.
Summer fun in 21. Don't miss the annual Marshall County Fair. The carnival operates Thursday through Sunday evenings with advanced discount wristbands available at $25. They're good Thursday, Friday, or Saturday nights. Advanced wristbands are available at the fair office, at the extension office, and at the bank in Blue Rapids. Entertainments each evening, Friday through Sunday nights. Plenty to see and do. Full schedule of events is online at mscountyfair.com. Join KNDY for live reports beginning Friday, continuing through Monday from the annual Marshall County Fair in Blue Rapids.
Legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KNDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.